The basic structure of students gathering in a physical space to learn from a teacher has remained unchanged since we copied the Prussian classroom model. This model was geared toward creating well-behaved citizens of the state. But today, society is facing a glaring disruption to the Prussian model. The disruptive technology that's enabling the change is AI-powered adaptive online software. Five teachers are learning this in real time. Their school switched from a conventional classroom to an AI adaptive learning-based model overnight. You may empathize with these teachers who love their students and care deeply about their well-being. Will the teachers in your own town face a similar fate? In today's lecture, I'll tell you why the majority of high schools and middle schools, and to some extent elementary schools, will eventually convert over. I'll explain how the model is poised to win and why it beats the conventional classroom. Welcome to Lectures on Learning, Episode 2, A Curious Way to New School. I'm your host, Heather Clayton Staker, founder and CEO of Guide School. In Episode 1, I told you about a charter school in Texas with poor results that decided to switch almost overnight to a radically different AI-powered instructional model. The school sent five teachers to Guide School to experience this new model and see if they could leap into their new roles. Confused, scared, and angry, the teachers entered the homey facility we'd rented for day one of what they thought would be relatively traditional professional development to learn about the new design. In today's episode, you'll hear more about the strange new model they experienced. It was nothing like traditional professional development, or PD. The model they jumped into is called Flex Blended Learning. 10 years ago, I wrote that this model would become the dominant model in middle and high schools, and to some extent, elementary schools, over the long term. The invention of generative AI makes that prediction all the more realistic, likely, and immediate. I'll tell you why. The most logical place to begin, of course, is with the obvious seg in artisan sourdough bread making. Two neighbors brought me sourdough bread while everyone was locked down during COVID. We all find sourdough bread fascinating. When people make it, they use microorganisms to turn simple flour and water into a living, breathing culture that makes carbon dioxide and lactic acid, resulting in bread with a distinctive tangy taste and airy texture. Making the bread feels like a slow meditation. The aroma of freshly baked sourdough bread wafting through the air is tantalizing. So I wanted it to be the smell the five teachers inhaled as they walked into our rented facility. And so it was. The large house smelled like the finest French boulangerie, with traces of bread flour wisping across the kitchen counter. I invited the teachers to walk past that counter into the large living room and sit in the circles of chairs and couches. "Welcome to Curiosity Quest," I began. Curiosity is the hunger for deeper knowledge and understanding. I remember first feeling curiosity when I was a child. My dad challenged me to swim across Long Beach Bay, taking care not to get mauled over by a passing sailboat so we can inspect the thousands of rough, black mussels clinging to the docks and boats on the other side. Every day I went to the bay, I was intensely curious about traversing that calm water to inspect the mussels and crustaceans. I turned to the teachers and asked, "Can you think of a time you felt deeply curious?" The five heroes looked at me quizzically, uncertain whether to play my game. But one of them, Savon, took the leap and shared something she was curious about, and our morning discussion began. After everyone shared, I passed out four thick, heavy coffee table books about the art of sourdough bread making. I asked the five heroes to thumb through the pages and look for pictures and recipes that triggered their curiosity. One teacher commented, "I wonder why sourdough starter doesn't go stale if some batches have been around for 700 years. Another asked, "I'm curious how the bread in this photo looks soft in the middle when the outside is crusty." Then a third interrupted angrily and said, "I'm curious why we're talking about bread when I want to be in my classroom with my kids right now." The mood grew somber. "Thank you for your honest question," I said to the teacher who interrupted. It's the perfect segue to our next activity, the 2-hour independent work sprint. I flashed the instructions on the large screen TV. Take out your laptops and headsets. I'm going to introduce you to Flex Blended Learning. We just experienced the first of 4 pillars typical to a Flex model, the morning group discussion, when we met to discuss the topic of curiosity, which helped us form together as a group and get on the same page for the day. Now we're going to experience the second pillar, independent work. During independent work, students use computers to learn at the right level. We're going to give that a try now. I showed the teachers how to access the coursework I curated on the Agilex Buzz learning management system for them. I explained they had 2 hours to master as many topics as possible. We'd work for 25-minute sprints and then take mandatory 5-minute screen-free breaks. We'd repeat that cycle 4 times until 2 hours were up.
Education is changing, and you can lead the way. The Guide School Kickoff Course trains teachers to become AI-powered guides in flexible, student-led classrooms. Empower your students and transform your role. Start now at guide.school/kickoff. See you there.
I invited the teachers to find anywhere they wanted to work in the house. 2 went to the upstairs loft, 1 stayed on the couch, and 2 went to the outside patio. When they opened their computers, the teachers found a quiz to pretest their understanding of the Flex model and then placed them in the right lessons to close any knowledge gaps. The online course gave them videos, lessons, and games to introduce them to, spotlight please, Flex Blended Learning using AI adaptive software, arguably the most critical instructional design to hit K-12 schools in centuries. I wanted to cement the teacher's understanding that Flex Blended Learning is not the same as, heaven forbid, cramming more educational technology, or edtech, into the conventional classroom model. It's not students working on the same lesson at the same time. It's not a human teacher delivering instruction. What I wanted them to throw away was all their memories of how classrooms worked when they were children and their preconceptions about how they ought to work today. Instead, the course invited them to imagine a strange up-and-coming instructional model with 2 features. First, students meet in person at a physical school. It's not a virtual school or an online school or distance education. Second, the in-person teacher does not instruct. Students use AI adaptive software for their academic instruction. The role of the in-person teacher pivots completely. The teacher becomes a guide to activate the learning and then step aside to offer support as students drive their own progression. The in-person teacher also launches students into collaborative projects, games, and discussions. As the 5 teachers work through their independent work, they retook quizzes if they didn't achieve 100%. One teacher answered that an in-person subject matter expert teaches students in a Flex classroom. Nope, retake that quiz. Another thought that online instruction does not need to be personalized and adaptive. Wrong. Try again. Another understood the Flex model as just software without offline, human, and social components. Wrong again. Retake the quiz. After 2 hours, the timer hummed. The teachers gathered back into the main room. I congratulated them on completing their first independent work sprint. Now for the money moment. I told them that they were done entirely with the academic portion of their day. Those 2 hours were so focused, efficient, and personalized that the teachers had made more than enough progress. They were free to take a long lunch and then return in 90 minutes for our 3rd pillar. So this brings us to exactly that. The 3rd pillar of the Flex model, collaborative work. Collaborative work is when students apply, construct, create, work together, design, and become glorious by doing. At Alpha School, they do life skills workshops or masterpiece projects. At Slope School in Provo, Utah, they snow ski when there's fresh powder. At Sports Academy, they become elite athletes. At Acton Academy, Maine, they develop multi-day, multidisciplinary hands-on quests. And at Guide School, our 5 teachers became artisan sourdough bread makers. Here's Master Baker and MIT PhD Troy Bailey leading the afternoon collaborative work sprint at Guide School. If you're listening to Lectures on Learning right now, know that there's a video version where you can see Baker Troy Bailey in action. Head over to our YouTube channel, which you'll find by typing the @ and followed by guide schooling, all one word. So @ guide schooling. From there, you can subscribe to the Lectures on Learning playlist. Again, go to @guideschooling and find the Lectures on Learning playlist on YouTube. I chose sourdough bread making as our collaborative work for the maiden voyage of Guide School's Curiosity Quest. I wanted to simulate one principle. The activities after the intense, focused, independent work should be joyful and extra healing. Warm, pungent sourdough bread making, topped with fresh raspberry jam and a rich conversation in a homey space, would help me make the point. I wanted to dramatically, memorably, and pointedly dispel any notion that AI-based flex model is purely virtual learning, purely machine learning, robots replacing teachers, inhuman, or sterile. Instead, it's more human, close-knit, relational, familial, and collaborative than the conventional classroom most students endure each day. One feature of flex blended learning that makes it human and social is the one-on-one check-ins between teachers or guides and the students. Flex models free up hours for one-on-one coaching and for students to get real mentorship with teachers because the teachers are not busy delivering academic instruction from the front of the room. One-on-one check-ins are the fourth standard pillar of flex models. Think back to your childhood or college. How much time did the faculty spend meeting with you individually to support you? Likely very little or none at all. However, in a flex model, these one-on-one check-ins and coaching sessions are abundant. They may be the most crucial benefit of a flex model. Not one student goes missing. During guide school, I pulled out teachers during their independent and collaborative work to meet with me individually several times. These individual counseling sessions were the secret sauce. One teacher shared his fear of losing his job, and another wanted to share her skepticism about the changes at her school. Our honest, frank conversations led us counsel to find the most useful, believable thoughts about each circumstance. The most crucial work of the 3 days was done during those one-on-ones. By the end of the third day, the five heroes were in stride. They flowed smoothly from the morning group discussion to independent work, to ample free time and lunchtime, to collaborative work, which was the sourdough part, to at the end of day group discussion to cap off the day. During this flow, they met one-on-one with me for individual check-ins. This sequence is called flex learning, the flex learning arc. The four pillars of a flex learning arc are group discussion, independent work, collaborative work, and one-on-one check-ins. When you think of flex blended learning, think of the flex learning arc. It will help you conceptualize the common pillars you'll generally see when you observe a flex program. There's individual adaptation, with some schools adding unique things like internships or field trips, but those four pillars will give you a mental map for the basic flow of a typical flex model. I've included a diagram of the flex learning arc as a free downloadable for you to reference. You can grab it by going to www.guide.school/2. We're posting our freebies for each episode of Lectures on Learning simply by organizing them by episode number. So if you go to www.guide.school and then /2, you'll find this episode's free PDF. Have you ever felt deeply curious about something? A genuine longing to understand it down to the level of its yeast and dough? That's how I feel about flex blended learning. I am completely obsessed. I spend every waking moment when I'm not mothering, reading rabid political commentary, or eating dark chocolate, thinking about how best to tell you about this model. Why? Because flex blended learning is a groundbreaking solution that addresses the glaring shortcomings of the conventional traditional classroom model. By combining AI-powered adaptive software for personalized academic instruction with essential human elements like collaboration and mentorship, the flex model lets every student learn at the right level without sacrificing the heart and soul of teaching and learning. It's so efficient and so human. We don't have to choose either or. The model's key four pillars: group discussion, independent work, collaborative work, and one-on-one check-ins allow for efficient mastery of core academics while freeing up time for creative projects and individual mentoring. Flex blended learning transforms teachers into guides and mentors, creating a more human, connected, loving, joyful, and successful template for classroom design. It is the way of the future. It is the roadmap for channeling powerful AI-based online learning software for positive ends. I'm so tired of students feeling lonely, bored, friendless, disconnected, unsuccessful, unsafe, or otherwise miserable in school. But looking ahead, there's a future where each student is maximally successful, where each teacher actually makes a difference, and where each classroom has a design that makes sense. So that's what our five teachers experienced during their strange, surprising week with GuideSchool. I'll share some secrets about how to change the world with AI-based flex learning next time on Lectures on Learning. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to the Lectures on Learning playlist on my YouTube channel, which is simply titled GuideSchooling, or by subscribing to the Lectures on Learning podcast on any major podcast app. You can also follow me on Instagram and Facebook at GuideSchooling, or on X at my first initial and last name, H. Staker. Go to www.guide.school/2 to download today's free resource, a one-page PDF diagram of the Flex Learning Arc that provides a basic framework to help you visualize and familiarize yourself with the Flex Learning Model's common pillars. Thank you for joining me, and see you next time on Lectures on Learning.
Education is changing, and you can lead the way. The Guide School Kickoff Course trains teachers to become AI-powered guides in flexible, student-led classrooms. Empower your students and transform your role. Start now at guide.school/kickoff. See you there.